You're listening to SBS News.
50 acres of apple and pear trees underwater in Shepparton East at Gurmeet Singh's property. Mr. Singh's house was spared only just, but his crops were not so lucky. Water from the broken river flooded his property. It's now slowly starting to recede, but he says he's already counting the cost.
The tree is very young. All the orchard is very young, and for the young trees, very hard to survive on in this much water.
It's the third flood he's seen in the 25 years he's lived there. With the high cost of fuel and fertilizer, Mr. Singh says he's now not sure how he'll survive.
As a prophet, it's a big concern even before this flood come, because there's inflation, the fruit price is coming down, it's not great.
Premier Daniel Andrews was given a briefing on the ground at Shepparton. He also announced additional support for children in flood-affected regions, with many students about to sit their end-of-school exams. 3- and 4-year-olds will be at home until the end of term, with 51 early childhood centres shut. Mr. Andrews has also committed $5.5 million in flood relief packages.
I think flood-affected communities know this, but for the broader Victorian community, this is far from over. We are going to see more rain. We've still got many thousands of people who are in their homes. Their homes are full of water. Others who can't go back because they've left and they're now cut off from their home. This is a very, very challenging time.
The situation in Shepparton has settled, but floodwaters are still high, and so it's too early to start the clean-up. Efforts are now focused an hour northwest of Echuca. Residents prepare for a second flood in a matter of days. Locals there are continuing to build a kilometres-long levee to try and protect the town centre and potentially thousands of homes. The Campaspe Shire Mayor Chrissy Weller says it needs to be done.
We have to, this is what it's all about, and that's what the community's been working towards. It's about saving the whole place.
Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is continuing to call on people to be prepared, even if an emergency warning isn't currently in place for their town.
Then make sure, please, that you bring into your home food, water, medication, so in the event that you're isolated, you can look after yourself for a minimum of 72 hours.
There's also concern for the rural town of Kerang, about 95 kilometres northwest of Echuca. The town could be isolated due to floodwaters, with major flooding along the Loddon River expected overnight and into Wednesday. Residents preparing for the peak to be just as big as floods in 2011. Gloria Claish, SBS News.